Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. I want you to know what's most important if you jump on over to verse 13 first. I want you to read one thing. It says, I can do what? What can you do? Read that first part again. I can. Does that say anybody going to do it for you? Somebody expecting everything to happen to him. Nothing ever happens to me. Nothing ever happens to me. Nothing ever happens for me. Why? Because the verse says what? I can. Well, I can means what? You've got power. You got ability. Amen? Well, praise God for that ability that you have. There is supernatural ability within you. And the Bible says you can. The Bible says you can. Oh, I don't care what the world's trying to tell you. I don't care what your past is trying to tell you. I don't care what your finances are trying to tell you. I don't care what the circumstances are trying to tell you. I don't care what your mama told you, what your daddy told you. Amen. What your husband or your wife told you. The Bible says you can. The devil's trying to tell you you can't go any farther. You can't take another step. You won't take another step. You won't take. This is as far as you go. But the Holy Ghost is here tonight to tell you you can. That thing that he's promised you, he's going to bring it to pass. That promise that he's promised you, the thing that you've seen in the spirit. God is not a man that he should lie. And God's trying to tell you, get your faith up, get your heart together. You can do it. The Bible says, I can do all things. Somebody said, well, I might have to cut back in doing what God told me to do. Somebody say, no cutting back. Somebody said, we might just have to budget a little bit more to get what we want to get accomplished. But the Bible says, I can do, glory to God, all things. How? Uh-oh. Somebody said, I'm going to have to run this through Jesus. Woo, when the devil comes against your stuff. When the devil tries to come against your covenant, tries to come against your the thing that you're believing God to do. You have to get to the point you say, I'm going to have to run this through Jesus. Hold on, let me run this by Jesus real quick. Let me take this off my desk and take it into the supervisor real quick. He and I are connected that way. Amen? When I get held up a little bit, when I get challenged a little bit, it says I can do all things through Christ. And that Christ means the anointed one. So Christ is the anointed one. So I can do the thing that I'm supposed to do. I can only do it by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you know, every once in a while you'd be going by your checkbook and your checkbook says, okay, that's enough. You can drive your car and fill it up with lots of gas, right? Then all of a sudden as you're filling up for gas, all of a sudden something says, hey, that's as far as you go. How many got as far as you can go? Devil's in your face. And you'd have been blessed a little bit and the devil's in your face trying to tell you this is as far as you go. But I want you to know by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, you can go all the way with God. You can do all things through Christ. Now, if you can get through Jesus, he's the rock. Jesus says, if you can get it past me, you can get it past anything. Tell the devil, you're not a problem. It stood up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And if it stood up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, if God didn't, you know, if God didn't change it, if God didn't say no, who are you to tell me no? Who are you to stop me? The Bible says if God, if this thing were not of God, he would stop it. But if it is of God, who can put their hand on it or do anything to it? If I can get it by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen, I can get it through anything. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ, which Christ does something for me. Not only can I do everything, but I can do everything in a strong way. I'm not going to go across the finish line worn out, tired, burnt out. Ooh, I just made it. Thank God I made it in. I'm going to come in with a strong finish. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return with singing. I will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. I declare by the word of God that I will do everything he told me to do, not just any kind of way, but I'll do it strong in the power of the Holy Ghost, strong and encouraged, built up in the most holy faith. I can do all things through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, through Christ, which strengthens me. You know, you can get to the point like Superman. He can leap over tall buildings. He can walk through walls. Well, the saint can do that, glory to God. You can leap over every obstacle the devil puts in your way. Mountains you'll be able to get over. Actually, we got a better covenant with that Superman had. He had to knock down the mountain, but we can speak to the mountain, and the mountain goes running away. Say, I can do like Superman all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But, see, sometimes people get buts as excuses. I would do it, but. I would have joy, but you don't know what happened to me before I came to church. I would be all right, but. What's on the other side of your butt? What's on the other side of your butt? Is the other side of your butt an excuse? Somebody say no excuses. Are you understanding where I'm coming from? But my backside. Who's got your back? But my God, the thing you can't see, the thing you can't understand. Trials may come on every side, testings and temptations, but I would have given up a long time ago. But, woo, I got an excuse. I got a reason to go on. But, I can't quit. I can't hang up. But, see, there's a but on my other side. See, the but on my side is God, the Almighty. The mighty hand of God establishes us, strengthens us, empowers us. He changed my excuse into a reason to go on. He took my butt and changed it from an excuse to a reason to do anything. There is no excuse why you can't make it. No excuse why you can't overcome. No excuse whatsoever. But, woo, the devil's got some things coming your way. The devil's got some plans for you. He's got some things coming your way, some stuff facing you. But, the devil's looking at his demons and saying, did you get him? Did you get him? Oh, we got it rolling. They don't know about the but. We thought we had Jesus in the ground, but on the third day. We thought we had Joseph in a hole, but somebody pulled him up. We thought we had him in prison. We thought we lied on him and had him stuck in jail, but somehow he got out. We thought we had Daniel in the lion's den, but something happened. See, you can have an excuse if you want to. An excuse to succeed. See, the devil throws something in your way and you say, please excuse me. Please excuse me. I don't think I'll have that. Please excuse me. I think I'll just walk out of this situation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace. They shut the door. But, please excuse me. I think I'll have a little worship experience right here. The door opened up. Amen. Please excuse me as I step out. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm not only am I going to make it out of this thing, but I'm going to make it out of this thing looking good. Amen. Yeah. So you need to get it in your spirit when you walk into a restaurant or something like that. You need to shout every time you say, excuse me, please. Woo! Please excuse me. Excuse me. But. Excuse me, God is on my side. They got to the sea, the Red Sea. Pharaoh on the backside. They couldn't go any farther. But Moses said, excuse me, please. And the sea stacked up on top of one another, and they went right through. They thought they had Jesus. He had preached the wrong message. He's preached the right message, but they just didn't want to hear it. That happens sometimes. Sometimes you got to realize when people get mad, you didn't preach the right message. When cities get offended, when stuff start crawling up down people's backs, and they get mad, ready to run, that's the right message sometimes. Well, he preached the message so well one time, they wanted to stone him. But Jesus said, excuse me, and walk right through the middle of it, untouched. Excuse me, please. There's an anointing in this room right now. God's trying to tell you you can come out of anything. He's trying to tell you, I got you in some stuff real quick. I allowed the devil to put you in some place. I allowed him to get you into something. I allowed him to come around you with spears drawn and thinking you're not going to get out of this. I've allowed him to surround you and tell you, this is it. This is as far as you go. God said, I've allowed it to happen so I can teach you about excuse me and but. You got to let the devil know that you've got authority and power. See, that's authority and power. They come snarling at you, you pull out that authority, which is the name of Jesus. Please excuse me. You can't hold me down. You can't stop me. Who do you think you are? Excuse me, please. You can get polite about it. The devil gets nervous when you get polite. I sat there looking at the devil. You know, you get to the point to where you don't even bite your nails anymore. So you got to learn to fight this stuff. You see, you grow in faith. You get to the point to where you get up in the opposition real quick. Then he got you nervous. Then God's going to minister you a couple years just not to be nervous when the devil's on your back, not to be in fear, not to worry, not to believe the devil's lies. Well, you can get beyond that point. I've gotten past that stuff. He doesn't worry me no more. He does not worry me. I know I'm going to make it out. So he would mess with me to the point he'd get in my face. And I'm not scared of him. And we just stand there at a standoff until the Holy Ghost says, now I want you to go a step further. And I want you to learn to say, excuse me, devil, get out of my way. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Please excuse me. Time to take the step up. Time to go to the next level. Time to go right on. What did you do? Only speak the word. What? You only had to tell him to move? But my God. And that's what you're saying when you say, excuse me. No, thank you. Excuse me, devil. No, thank you. Shall supply all your need. You can do all things with God supplying all your needs. All things meet all needs. There's nothing you can have that God can't meet the need for. Amen. He told you to do something. Guess what? He'll meet the need. All things go with all needs. And all needs go with all things. I can do it. I got an anointing on the inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do it. If God be for us, who can be against us? Touch not my anointed, nor do my what? Don't touch me. Touch me not. Excuse me. Devil, are you trying to put your hand on me or anything that belongs to me? Is that your hand on my checkbook? Excuse me, touch not. My checkbook's anointed. Is that you on my air conditioning? Is that you on my air conditioning? Excuse me, sir, touch not. Is that you messing with my friend? Excuse me, touch not. The devil starts to come against your mind, trying to come against your mind, trying to bring fear on you. All of a sudden you're enjoying, you're empowered, and all of a sudden the devil trying to run his mouth to your head. You just say, excuse me, my mind belongs to God. Excuse me, my mind is renewed. Excuse me, you may be trespassing. Excuse me, sir, we must show you to the door. Are we learning anything here? But it said, my God shall supply all your need. Now, do you believe the Holy Ghost talks to people? You believe the Holy Ghost talks to people? He told me, he said, listen, Ron, at the house before I came here, according. He said, I'll supply your need, but I must do it according. There's a way I want to bless you. God just didn't want to do you any kind of way. Amen. According. In accordance with the law. Say according. Well, you never said we can get of one accord. What does one accord mean? Like. Like. Same. Kindred. God says, I want to bless you on earth the way I see you in the heavenly realm. I want to bless you according to what I want, according to my standard. Who has blessed us in Christ in heavenly places, who has seated us with Christ. Now, we're seated with Christ. I believe Jesus got a good seat. How about you? How many believe Jesus got a good seat in heaven?
who has seated him far above and high above every other principality, power. And he's got a good place up there, amen? And he seated us with Christ in heavenly places. So we know we're at least sitting next to Jesus, who has all power, all dominion, all authority. All things have been granted unto him. He took the keys to heaven and hell back again. He owns everything. And that's what God sees. And he says, now I want to bless you according to that standard.
Hallelujah.
God wants to bless us according to where they say there's got to be something supernatural involved in how he's something going on there. Amen. I mean, see, the way God bless you, he'll give you the same kind of tires he gave somebody else, but your tires look different. You get your hair cut by the same person, all of a sudden your hair looks different than the other person's hairs. You got a pin, they got a pin, but your pin looks a little bit different. It writes a little bit longer. Say, I'm believing in supernatural blessing. According to the way God sees it in the heavenly realm. For my God shall supply all your need according. If you want God to do it, you got to let him do it according. So you're expecting him to do it according to the way everybody else does stuff. And you slow some stuff up. Now, we talk about how he sees you in heaven, but guess what? It's actually according to his riches. Not according to what you work together up there, but according to his riches in glory. Can you get faith for that? Do you think the riches that Jesus had is enough to meet your need? That means we can have our need met by his overflow. How many glad Jesus got overflow? That he came down here, conquered hell and the grave, death and the grave. And God has blessed him. How many believe he's blessed? He's a ruler, a king of all kings, Lord of lords, Prince of Peace. How many believe that he loves you? Amen. Say, I'm going to be living here on earth on the overflow of what he has in glory. This is not my blessing. Amen. This didn't come from what I did. This is not my stuff. Somebody say, this is just the overflow of Jesus. How many of you had some needs met? How many had your needs met? Well, you should shout right now because your need was met not by what you had, not by what you could do. It was met by the overflow of Jesus. What's going to bail you out? His overflow. He's stacked. We're waiting on people to do some things, waiting on this one to do that. Say, I'm waiting on the Lord, on his overflow. Say, I expect, and I got a promise from heaven that my God shall. Didn't say that he will. See, when you say he will, it just means he wants to. But when it says he shall, that means he's going to do it. That means he's going to do it. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches, which is overflow in glory. By. The anointed Jesus. When he sent Jesus, he was supplying your need. Somebody said, my need is already met. That means your need, all you need is Jesus. What is that? Christ Jesus has already come. He's already won the war. God knew you needed healing. He's already supplied your need by the stripes on his back. He became poor that we might be rich, Bible says. He has supplied, he has already supplied my need by the anointing that was on Jesus. Tap into that anointing. He said, for the anointing of the Lord is upon me. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. To do what? Anybody want to tap into the supply of God? The Bible says, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, by the anointing that was on Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. And because he's anointed him, that means Christ. Christ is the anointed one to preach good news unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. That means if your heart is broken and ripped apart and torn apart, you're broken. Your need has already been supplied by the anointing that was on Christ Jesus. He came and won to proclaim liberty to the captives. Glory to God. You don't have to be in jail to be a captive. You don't have to be in jail to be a captive. You can be a captive in many different circumstances, in many situations. You know debt's a prison. You know lack is a prison. Do you know that stuff? You know that stuff is a prison. You can be captive to many things, anything that's got you under and under its thumb and under its power, anything you're paying into, you are captive by that thing. To proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all to who mourn, all that mourn, and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. Trees of righteousness. Trees of righteousness. They that seek the Lord and his righteousness shall be filled. Trees of righteousness are those that are just seeking God. That means they're just people that won't give up on his righteousness, that continually seek his righteousness. Planted there. Planted there seeking God. Tree of righteousness. Planted by the rivers of water. Not going anywhere. Planted there. I want his righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now shout about that your need is taken care of according to his riches in glory. Now just stand up and receive that right now. We bless you.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.